Hey, Sean, this is Rob from Machine Head.
What is up, Mr. Flynn?
Just hanging out on a rainy day in California.
Let's go straight into it. I want to talk about the song. We're all really pumped to be hearing it here at Kilo. We love the song. We're big fans. Is there anybody out there? Give us a clue in how this came around for you. I mean, obviously you have a lot to say always, but this song is really saying it.
Yeah. Let's see. We started writing it. You know, a lot of times I write songs in my head. And I don't touch a guitar or anything. And this song was one of those songs. I wrote it all kind of in my head. And then I picked up a guitar about a week later and I figured everything I was hearing out. And we started jamming it. And we worked on it for a while. We went through a couple of different versions of it. And, you know, I think the one thing that, you know, my drummer said to me, he's like, it's not pissed enough. You know what I mean? He's like, it sounds like you're annoyed. And then kind of this incident happened at Dime Bash, and I went in a couple of days later after I got home, and I re-sang a new second verse, and I sent it out to him, and he was like, wow, that's pissed, and we ended up keeping it.
You were on the edge of being pissed, and then we had the incident, and that just pushed you over the edge, and now we have this song, and it is really timely, man. With, you know, the climate of the country right now, it all just sort of fell into place, which is crazy.
It did. And, you know, I think a lot of the things that were being said, you know, I mean, because in some ways the song is, it's about, I mean, I think all music, when it's done right, is kind of about a moment. You know, it's capturing a moment that, you know, maybe it's pushing an extreme that's never been said, or maybe it's just saying the things that everybody wants to say but is afraid to. And I think even, you know, some of the things that I'm saying in the song, you know, I don't know if you saw the making of the part two, the making of.
I did, yeah.
Video that we posted up on Machine Head One and our YouTube channel. But, you know, it did get to a point where I was afraid to say some of the things I was saying in the song because I felt like there's going to be a backlash, and there was, and there is, and you know, you just got to kind of, you know, put your head down and keep going forward and do what you do and say what you say. And I think that it seems like now more than ever that the truth is just kind of an opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and people just choose to believe the truths they believe. And, you know, I'm sticking my flag in the ground and saying what I'm saying.
So. Well, I think with social networking and the access that everybody has, especially to bands and to artists, it's just, you're all out there, you know, there's no hiding anymore. So, but at the same time, it is frustrating if you have a voice or something you want to say, you know, that there's going to be fallout no matter what it is, but really Machine Head and you've never ran from that. I mean, you've always been open to that.
Yeah, I don't know if we're open to it.
Well, you seem to do it. I mean, you seem to go for it.
We do it just because, you know, that's to me, you know, the bands that I was inspired by the most were, you know, I mean, the first band that I really ever just completely fell in love with was Black Sabbath, you know, and to me, you know, I think a lot is made of the satanic, darker aspect of Black Sabbath. But to me, one of the things that I always admired about them and respected about them was, you know, writing a song like War Pigs, you know, an anti-war song about Vietnam War at the height of the Vietnam War. And it, at a time when it wasn't safe to say the things that they were saying, at a time when there was severe repercussions for it. And, you know, and just kind of their, you know, perpetual pushing of the limits of what songs could be about with songs like Sweet Leaf, with songs like Snowblind, you know? And to me, I think, you know, even, you know, and I came at a later era, you know, I came into music when it was like thrash metal, and then it was, you know, kind of extreme hip hop like NWA and Public Enemy and these bands that kind of rattled cages and these bands that stood for something. And even if you disagreed with that, it stood for something. And, you know, that's where Machine Head came from. That's what we were born out of. And I think that a lot of times that as an artist, your job is to hold a mirror up to society. Mm-hmm. Your job is, and sometimes what you reflect back is beautiful. Sometimes what you reflect back is funny. Sometimes what you reflect back is amazing. And sometimes what you reflect back is ugly. And sometimes what you reflect back needs to be reflected back.
I think the difference is, and I've thought about this, is rolling out of the 70s, the 80s, the thrash scene, there was more of a unity then, and now it seems like people are a little bit more divided, you know, and taking sides and opinions. Everybody's an expert, by the way, you know, in social networking. Everybody knows everything about politics and the government and whatever, so.
Yeah.
I think that's where we are now.
In a lot of ways, though, like, and I know a lot of people don't like that about the internet, and you know, I was probably there for a while, you know, but I think having, you know, I've been, you know, I got a lot of haters, and I've had a lot of haters for a really long time, you know, like almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, internet hating. And at first it really bothered me. And now I think it's great. You know, I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing that everybody has a voice. And I think that it's amazing that everybody's voice can be heard. And
yeah.
Even if it is just adding to the chatter of the world, it needs to be said, and it makes people feel better. And, you know, in some ways it's a shame that it ends friendships and stuff like that, because it goes on to be maybe more extreme than it would if you were talking to somebody face to face. But I feel like that ultimately it's a good thing. And, you know, probably now more than ever, I think people have people like you and me, not the politicians, not the corporate powers, but people like us have more of a say than we probably ever had, because it's almost like word of mouth is the only thing that spreads anything anymore, because it's so crazy. It's so much chaos. There's so many things to look at. There's so much, you know, just mess out there that, you know, when everybody's talking about it, you kind of go, okay, what's that?
Yeah. You become more aware, really.
That's a good thing. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing for everybody.
Rob, do you read the comments? You know, Facebook, Blabbermouth.
You know, I generally give it a few weeks, you know, like I definitely always pass on that kind of first week of comments.
Yeah.
you know, and I think I did a video called Racism in Metal back in January, and it got like 13,000 comments, and then, or it got 12,000 comments, and then YouTube came in and flagged 3,000 of the comments for being racist and threatening, and then now it's back up to 14,000. So no, I haven't read all those comments. You know, I got the gist. I probably read, you know, the first, you know, 1,000, and after that I was like, all right, I'm good.
It gets overwhelming, and you know, it's the same opinions, but like you said, everybody is an individual. Everybody has something to say. You know, I noticed that on your Facebook page, on the Machine Head Facebook page, you know, the comments, the people, the things that your fans post are everything from I love the new song to let's go back to heavy Machine Head. And in my head, it's like, man, bands have to evolve. Bands have to do what they're feeling. You guys are artists. I mean, you know, that's why you put yourselves out there, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? Everybody, I'm cool with everybody saying that. You know, people, metal fans, Machine Head fans, they're very passionate. You know, they're very intense about what they like and what they don't like. And that's killer, you know. I mean, to me, it's better than them just going, eh.
Right.
So
yeah.
I always, you know, I can look at those things objectively and with distance, and I think that you just, you know, I don't know why a song like this came out of us. It, you know, like it kind of came to me out of nowhere, and I was just very inspired to get it out. And it's kind of a song released in a bubble. You know, it's not on a record. It's not part of an EP. It's just a standalone song, and the label happened to love it. You know, they were like, hey, let's try and, you know, take this to radio and see if people are into it. And you know, that's just what we're doing. And I feel like it's just a great song, you know? And I think that, and just part of me felt all along that it's just a great song, and it says something and it means something. And in a lot of ways, I think it's cool to just put it out the way that we did. I mean, that's the thing that's amazing to me about being in the music business in 2016 is that you can just record a song and just throw it up and everybody can hear it. You don't have to wait for it to be part of a record. You don't have to wait for it to get into Best Buy. You don't have to go down to the record store. You know, like, you can hear it on Spotify. You can hear it on iTunes, Apple Music. You can hear it on YouTube. And then fans are doing cover songs of it, and then you can hear their versions of it. And, you know, to me, that's like, and I know a lot of, like, artists, and I consider us an older artist because we've been doing this for 25 years. But, you know, you hear a lot of older guys kind of, you know, they long for the good old days of the music business. And for me, man, I love the way things are now. I love that you can have this direct line of communication. I love that we can put out a song right now, and I love that people can comment on it right now. You know, like, to me, that's progress. You know, that's amazing. That's such a, to have that direct connection and not need to rely on a record company and not need to rely on a magazine that may or may not like you. You know, like, that's all good stuff.
We love it too. And, you know, from our end, it's cool. It's like all of a sudden something fresh, something new, and boom, it's Machine Head, you know, right there. We're digging it.
Thank you. That's awesome to hear.
There's been some big rock stars come out lately say that rock is dead. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
You know what? I think everything dies. You know what I mean? Like, I think that every type of music that comes out dies, and I think it should die. You know, nobody makes music like Chuck Berry anymore. Nobody makes music like I Want to Hold Your Hand anymore. You know, nobody makes music like Led Zeppelin anymore. You know, nobody makes music like, there's these kind of things that come along and they take over the world. You know, people just go crazy for it. You know, like when Chuck Berry came onto the scene, or when the Beatles came onto the scene, you know. And the Beatles, I think, maybe probably more than any other band, you know, they took what they had and they were like, no, we don't want to just stay in this mold. Like, we want to destroy what we did, you know. And they went on, you know, then they did, you know, Revolver, then they did Sgt. Pepper's, and they did, you know, Across the Universe, and
yeah,
they just kind of went farther and farther. You know, they ran as far away as possible from their older music and the kind of pop rock or whatever you want to call it that they started, and to just forge ahead and evolve. And, you know, to me, I think that that's, I mean, probably more than any other band in the history of music, in the space of 10 years, did more evolution than maybe any other band in history. And to me, that's amazing. I think it's amazing that they just, you know, they created something and then almost like went out of their way to destroy the thing that they created.
Yeah.
You know, look how much it brought music forward. So to me, is rock, I mean, if you're talking about like AC/DC rock, no, I don't think there's going to be another band that comes out that sounds like AC/DC and makes a record that just lights everybody like how when AC/DC burst onto the scene. I think there's going to be something new, and I think it's going to be rocking, but I don't know what that is. And I think that that's a good thing. I don't think we need another AC/DC. You know, we need another something else.
Very cool to talk to you, Rob, and thanks for hanging out during Kilo's Rock Lunch. You're welcome anytime, man.
Sweet.
We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.